Christian evangelical student groups are under attack at colleges and universities all over the country. That's for refusing to give in to demands that are against their faith. Schools are dropping Christian organizations who don't agree to let any student, regardless of their beliefs, run for leadership of their group. One of the groups under threat is the Bowdoin Christian Fellowship in Maine, which has been on the campus for 40 years. Owen Strand is an alumni and a former member of the Bowdoin Christian Fellowship, and he joins me now. And he's also with us is the author of the book Risky Gospel. Joining us is Kristen Hawkins, president of the Students for Life, also with us today. Owen and Kristen, glad to have both of you here.
Thanks for having me.
Owen, you're an alum of Bowdoin. They have decided that if you're in a Christian group, that group has to say that if a Muslim student or a Jewish student or an atheist student wanted to become president of the Christian club, you got to let them. That's crazy.
That's exactly right, Governor. It's an unthinkable situation. Irony this rich should come with truffle fries. I mean, basically, you cannot require leaders of this Christian group to be meaningfully Christian. That's what Bowdoin has effectively said to BCF on campus, and that's really a shame.
Now, the college says, well, it's not quite like that. What does the college really say? Because they're trying to dispute that this is happening, but it's not just at Bowdoin. It's all over the country this is going on.
That's right. Administrators are effectively saying, if you like your piety, you can keep your piety. You just may have to disagree with Jesus and Paul and sexual ethics. Hmm. And that's lamentable. So basically, Christian fellowships and other religious groups find themselves in a position where they cannot choose their own leaders. If they choose leaders and require them to be practicing Christians, historically and biblically meaningfully Christian, then they're in trouble and they may lose status.
You know, Owen, does this apply to other student groups? For example, does the, men's chorus require to have women, or does the women's club, do they have to let men in, or does the Muslim society have to let an evangelical Christian join? Is this just being, in a discriminatory way, applied to Christian groups?
It is now, Governor, but basically the logic of this decision means that these other groups do have to open their fellowships to anybody. So the Middle Eastern Belly Dancing Association, which is an actual association at Bowdoin, if you want to look into that.
We'll have them on next week, okay. Of course, yeah.
They have to allow non-belly dancing enthusiasts to join and be leaders. So,
well, if I joined, I would definitely fit into that category,
that's right.
I can assure you.
And
the audience would appreciate it.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure of that, too. You know, this is troubling because it's not that you're saying that the Christian organization won't allow someone to come. You're talking, and I want to make this clear, leadership positions. Anybody can come and be a part of the group, but they can't run the organization if they don't adhere to the principles of it.
That's exactly right. Bowdoin Christian Fellowship, when I was there for 4 years, we wanted everybody on the campus to come. We evangelized and reached out to all students and invited them to our meetings and other fellowship events, but we were adamant in keeping leadership of the organization only to Christians because that's the way it stays meaningfully Christian, but that is now under jeopardy at Bowdoin College.
All right, Kristen, this is not just something happening at Bowdoin. You have experienced it all over America in your role with Students for Life. Is the pressure heating up? Are people coming to their senses? Where are we on this in America?
Well, sadly, Governor, this is continuing to increase. You have Cal State, which is all of the universities, government universities in California, now going to implement this policy and ban these evangelical groups from existing on campus. And like you said, this is absurd. This goes against common sense. And most college students, you know, they don't think about religious liberty and religious freedom on a day-to-day basis. But yet, these liberal administrations, with their extreme views and political correctness, are forcing this discussion on college campuses. It doesn't make sense. It's like having someone who is actively using illegal drugs lead a recovery support group for substance abusers. You wouldn't do that. And putting these students as leadership positions, it doesn't make sense. We have over 800 pro-life groups across the country. There's about 200 pro-abortion groups on college campuses. Does that mean our pro-life students can go and infiltrate all of these pro-abortion groups and take over as leaders?
Well, maybe you should. I guarantee you the rules would change then.
Are you
taking legal action in some of these cases, Kristen? Or is there an approach to that? I mean, is there some organization like Liberty Counsel or Americans, sure, or Alliance Defending Freedom that can help you take on these ridiculous restrictions?
Sure. And Governor, we are monitoring this situation very closely. Thankfully, because of our relationship with Alliance Defending Freedom, Thomas More Society, we don't have this issue right now with our pro-life groups. Because frankly, this generation's pro-life. There's not that many pro-abortion students on college campuses who want to infiltrate a pro-life group. But I think something that all of your viewers should understand is that this era of comfortable Christianity is over in America.
Absolutely. I think it's just kind of crazy if the government says you can believe, but only so much, and we'll tell you how much so much is. That's scary
right.
thought to challenge our religious freedom. Oh, and Kristen, great to have you both here. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you very much.